Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog, which is right there on the homepage. Everything that we do on any given day is updated and available to you every day. Every weekday, I should say. We sort of take a little bit of the weekend off around here. I bet Dave Strand doesn't know much about taking off, though. David Vorbeck, I should say. Dave Vorbeck is the president, the managing director of Bison Financial Group of Lafayette, Indiana. At Lafayette, as they say in Indiana. And he's our guest, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to be here. Now you're managing director, right?
Well, that's my title.
Okay. But you also own the company.
That is correct.
Okay. So I want to make sure we get that. You are a business owner. But the reason you're here, Dave, is solely because of your outstanding employee, Thea Strand, who happens to be your sister.
Yes. And actually, you know, when you gave the intro, there is a David Strand. That's my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
So that's why I go by Dave.
And Thea, that little giggle you heard, folks, is Thea. Hi, Thea. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. We're excited.
Now, a couple of weeks ago when I met you, and I will tell the audience what was going on when I met you, and I told you I wanted you to be on my show, you said, yeah, sure, right?
I think I was a little disbelieving, yes.
Yes, but did we do what we say that we will do?
You absolutely did.
Thea was there, Dave, as you know, to represent your company because your company was recognized by Pitney Bowes. Now, I want you to know, Dave, I'm going to say this on the air, your sister represented your company very, very well. When she took that microphone from, I think, Jim Kelly, I've forgotten who introduced her, when she took that microphone, she didn't just stand up there and let him interview her. She took the microphone, folks, and she walked out to the front of the stage, and she says, "I'm Thea, listen to me." And she did a good job, too.
I can only imagine. I had no doubt that she did a great job, but it's good to hear independent confirmation.
It was fun, and Thea, you did a great job, and you did the classic thing that you should do when you speak. You should be prepared, you should be brief, and you should be seated, and that's what you did.
Thank you.
Tell us about the award, Thea.
Well, the award, as you said, was through the Pitney Bowes organization, and I do want to give just one little correction so that the proper people get their due. It was Neil Metviner who introduced me, and Neil is the president of Pitney Bowes Direct.
He's a friend of ours.
Yes. I think I saw you guys smoking some cigars.
He was smoking. I was just around.
Oh, okay.
We did play a little golf together, though.
That's true. I got to watch a lot of golf, and that was very entertaining. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the award. The Pitney Bowes Mailstream Award was given to us for what they call creative use of the mail. Do you want me to explain what we did
creatively?
I would
like for you to do that.
Okay. Thumbnail sketch. We send packets of information about the benefit that we provide, which is called the Mentor Program. This benefit is financial planning for employees as a part of their benefits package. And when we send the packets of information, we follow up with a phone call. Now, prior to making a huge change in our strategy, when we called, we had very low recognition of the envelope full of information, which was getting very frustrating and expensive. So we started putting gold stickers with a big bison on them. These are 3x3 stickers, just smack on the front of that envelope, so there was no way that a person could miss it.
Gold gets your attention, doesn't it?
That's right. And we sent those folders out, and almost immediately, within the second week of doing that, we jumped up to about a 70% recognition rate.
Wow.
So you can imagine how that increased sales.
Right. And I know, Dave, that warmed your cockles, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, anything we do to increase sales, that in our business, it's revenue, revenue, and revenue.
Well, tell us about what a sale looks like in your company.
Well, we are a retail financial planning firm in Lafayette, Indiana, and a sale to us is the opportunity to do business primarily with an individual. The mentor program is our gateway product. What it does is it gives us access to individuals doing things for them and with them and helping them do things that don't directly or immediately impact our revenue stream.
So this is a way of you contributing content, advice, some kind of helpful information to get your prospects to warm up to you a little bit.
Exactly. And you know, the
very
firm
smart
motto is,
very smart, Dave. Very smart to you.
Our firm motto is goodwill first, and we've been fortunate to be rewarded with that or by that. So when we you know, we put that effort into the individual prospective client, what we find is at some point in the future, we develop a stream of revenue when that client's ready to retire or leaves their employer or has some other opportunity for us to help them with.
Now, how do you find out if this person is see, when you mail to them, Thea, I'm assuming they're what I call a suspect. They're not a prospect, they're a suspect.
Right, right.
Because suspects don't turn into customers until they become prospects. Suspects are just people who could do business with you. A prospect is someone who's been qualified to be determined that they actually, you know, have a lot higher degree of probability.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when they're suspects, how do you then find out that these suspects liked what you sent them enough to maybe turn into prospects and then customers?
Well, first of all, understand that we are sending this information to a benefits administrator or a human resource manager, someone who makes decisions about benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sending it to the company.
Right.
And we pre-qualify those people by using various databases that tell us who has retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
Can
I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, change what she just said when she said retirement plans to whatever it is that you do. Shoestring potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Bowler hats or battleships. I don't care. Change everything she just said when she talked about financial planning to whatever it is that you do. It will work for you too. And that's one of the most important things I wanted you and Thea to get across. What you do doesn't just work for financial planning, although it works really well for financial planning companies. Stand by, you two. We got to take a quick break because we have to do a little business. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're visiting with a couple of my heroes, folks. David Vorbeck is the owner, along with his wife, I understand, and managing director of Bison Financial Group, and his sister, Thea Strand, is an employee there, but a pretty darn entrepreneurial employee, I will say, Dave, because of the way she behaved herself, the way she conducted and represented your company. When you guys won the Pitney Bowes Award, Thea, you and I were at the Administaff Small Business Classic.
Yes.
And Pitney Bowes was one of the sponsors of one of the events down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognized your company for one of the creative things that you did to raise awareness of it for a direct mail piece.
That's right.
And it significantly grew your business, didn't it, Dave?
It has helped in no small part to contribute to our growth. And it's always nice for me as a business owner to know that I have staff like Thea who can go out and represent the firm well and admirably, and help us out.
That's one of the keys to success, Dave. And I know you know this. A lot of people in your position think the key to success is amassing, you know, the wealth of as the owner. But one of the keys has got to be being able to turn something like that over to an employee and know that they're going to do it well. That's got to make you feel good.
It makes me feel real good. And I think that's the difference between, in our business particularly, owning a practice, a financial planning practice, and having a financial planning business.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said there are three attributes that differentiate a business from a practice. The first is a business has a branded identity. The second is the business will create institutionally its own sales opportunities. It doesn't necessarily rely on any one person, particularly the owner. And thirdly, there are different benefits for employment and ownership. And we have a great staff, and Thea is just an example of it.
How many employees do you have, Dave?
We have 19 employees.
Now, give us your website, please.
It's www.bisonfg.com.
Bisonfg.com. Thea, what you and Dave both are the product of parents who were both entrepreneurs themselves, weren't they?
That's correct.
What did you tell us first, you Thea? What did you learn? How were you grounded in entrepreneurship in small business as you were growing up? How did that come across?
Well, the messages that we learned were work hard, make sure that your focus is your customer always, and the money will follow.
Mm-hmm. Say that again, Thea. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Thea.
Make sure that your focus is your customer, and the money will follow.
Folks, write that down. That's going to be on the test. Go ahead.
We also learned to take responsibility for the successes and for the mistakes,
mm-hmm.
and that a mistake is simply a mistake, and you learn from it and move on. I learned from my mother, because I worked with her in the retail stores, that there isn't a limit to what you can do. For instance, we started in a tiny hallway of a store and had pottery and gifts and flowers. And we wanted to have a bigger store. We wanted to look bigger, but we couldn't really afford that on our own. So we got a really big space, and we rented space to other retailers. So suddenly we had a wicker department, and we had a fine gifts department, and we had so many departments, but they were really just rented spaces that looked like a huge store. So one of the things I learned is that if you need to look like, if you need to be something, make sure you look like it first.
Well, and that's good advice and well said, Thea. Dave, what about you?
Well, I think it was interesting to look at the differences in our mother and our father. Our mother really was the salesperson of the family. Our father kind of had his business success by being the expert.
Mm-hmm.
He was by far the national expert in instrument flying, and is a Hall of Famer in the EAA, Experimental Aviation Association,
right.
Hall of Fame, and was the expert, the undisputed font of knowledge in his field. So we combine here at Bison the highest degree of expertise and knowledge from our staff at all levels, with a focus on the customer. And I think that's really been special for us, and it's helped us differentiate ourselves from our competitors.
That differentiation, Dave, that's the key to success in the 21st century, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you know, we look at the word ambiguity comes up here an awful lot. And what we find with our competitors is they leave issues in the client's minds unresolved, whether that is a financial planning issue or sometimes just a community impact issue.
Dave, I need to stop you because we've got to wrap it up. Anything you'd like to say to the good folks at Pitney Bowes? I mean, did their little award help mean anything to your business?
It means a lot to us. It means a lot to be recognized. It is great to have vendors, people who we spend an awful lot of money with, also recognize us. And it really is nice to hear from you, Jim, that my big sister did a good job for
She did a good job. I thought she told me she was your younger sister.
Yeah, well, she's my little sister. But
thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Don't get me in trouble, Jim.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Thea, for being here. Good job today, and congratulations on your business. You guys are my heroes.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jim.
And that's Bison Financial, folks. And check them out when you get a chance. Quick break. Right back with Eva Rosenberg. A lot more fun to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.